Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We have been at war with an enemy that chooses not to meet us on a traditional battlefield. And due to this fact, we've had to alter our methods of combating the risks posed to us and our way of life. I initially agreed with these methods and chose to volunteer to help defend my country. It was not until I was in Iraq and reading secret military reports on a daily basis that I started to question the morality of what we were doing.
That's David Combs, one of Bradley Manning's lawyers. Private First Class Manning was sentenced today for giving hundreds of thousands of secret military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks. Joining us is Mike Lyons, CBS News military analyst. Mike, what did Bradley Manning get today?
Well, 35 years, and I think that it's probably around the right amount. He had admitted to some crimes that would have gotten him at least 20 years. The government could have sentenced him to 90 years behind bars, but the way it looks, given what's kind of all around, 35 years is a kind of an even compromise, of which he'll be eligible for parole when one-third of that has been served.
Now, yesterday, the prosecution was saying they were recommending 60 years, and the judge said 35. Where can you pick the judge's brain?
Yeah, I think that a lot of it had to do with a sense of fairness, and if you think about the parole factor here, one of the requests that Bradley Manning's lawyer asked of him is don't take away his youth. If he's looking to serve another 8 or 9, up to 10 years, let's say, then he's out of prison sometime in his mid-30s. So, I mean, he still has enough time to get his life together at that point.
There was quickly a call for commutation. I believe it came from Amnesty International. It didn't take long. I mean, basically hours after the sentence came down. How do you read into that?
They felt from the very beginning that he's been a whistleblower. I mean, I think people are starting to understand the difference between someone who takes the matters into their own hands. I mean, none of the things that him in particular that he released were crimes or any of that selection. I think that he had given out so much information, just the volume of information given out over the duration and time. And the impact it had on our relationship with foreign countries just made this crime very egregious, which ultimately gets him that long sentence.
Attorney David Combs said in the hearing that he called Manning a brave American who chose not to remain silent. So 35 years. So will that inspire or will that deter others from coming forward?
I think it deters others at this point. I think that also the military will do a better job selecting these kinds of people. I think that there was multiple signs, indicators that he should have long been out of the military before he even had access to this information. For whatever reason, those indications were ignored, and the failure of leadership, the Army takes some responsibility, I think, for this whole incident.
So what does Bradley Manning aspire to do for the next 35 years? I mean, he's not a violent criminal. He could be considered dangerous. So could the government use him while he's behind bars?
Well, a military prison and penitentiary is not the same as a civilian one. I mean, he'll go to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, at the military barracks there. And the prisoners do a lot of work on the barracks itself. They actually work in a supermarket, depending on who they are. He's going to have to prove that he's going to be a model prisoner to get out at that shortest time frame, which I'm sure will be his objective. So given the fact that he's a smart person, he'll be able to take courses. He'll be doing a lot of different things, I'm sure, behind bars, not to waste the time.
And because it's a military trial, there was really no appeal involved in this, right?
There is an automatic appeal. The Armed Forces Court of Appeals will, the Army's Armed Forces Appeal will take place first, and then it could be appealed even one step over that, which is an Armed Forces level. So it's automatic. Any sentence over 1 year will get that appeal, but it'll take years before that comes to fruition. He'll still be serving a sentence at that point.
All right. Thanks, Mike, for the information.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Mike Lyons, CBS News military analyst with us on Maryland's News Now.